AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press that he decided against the retaliatory strike against Iran after hearing from the military on how many people could die.
I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone, plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people that would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
Trump says the planes were not in the air when he made the decision not to go. Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson says the president seems seeming indecision is not good for the country.
The president is not acting carefully at this time. And he has many of us very concerned about the direction of our country at this crucial time.
But Gary Sick, who is an Iranian expert with the Carter administration, says Trump's decision shows he does not want things to escalate.
I think he looked at this one and realized that if you ended up killing a lot of people, that Iran was not going to then just say, never mind, we'll call it even and stop at that point, but that other things were going to start happening.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan wraps up his final day at the Pentagon. He withdrew his name for consideration as Defense Secretary last week. President Trump has named Army Secretary Mark Esper to replace Shanahan and now says he will nominate Esper as the secretary. Witnesses say a number of people are dead in the crash this evening of several motorcycles and a pickup pulling a trailer in New Hampshire. One bed and breakfast owner says he's hosting one of those bikers, and they were all staying in lodging not far from the crash site. This is AP Radio News. A New York Vice columnist claims she was sexually assaulted by Donald Trump in the mid-1990s.
In an upcoming book by Vice columnist E. Jean Carroll, she alleges Donald Trump followed her into a dressing room at a Bergdorf Goodman store, pushing her up against a wall and forcing himself on her. The Elle magazine writer says she was able to push him off and ran from the store. They had been talking about his purchasing lingerie for a woman, and Carroll had agreed to try it on. The president denies this account and says he's never even met the woman, asking why there are no photos or evidence to support her claim. During the 2016 campaign, more than a dozen women accused Trump of sexual misconduct, which he has denied. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Cook County, Illinois judge has ordered a special prosecutor to investigate the state's attorney's office decision to drop all charges against actor Jussie Smollett, following his lying to police about an attack in January. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio.